some conferences cause parents to have to leave their children behind or find other options, the CCLE conference allows the whole family to have an experience together. We have essentially a classical Lutheran summer camp that supports all of our kids.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Are you considering classical Lutheran education for your family or school? We have an opportunity to learn all about classical Lutheran education this summer. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining me today, the Reverend Robert Paul. He is associate pastor and headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. He also serves as vice chair and permanent director for the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, also known as CCLE. They have a conference coming up this summer, and I'm excited to learn about it. Pastor Paul, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much, Andy. Happy to be here.
I always enjoy our conversations talking about CCLE and the opportunities to learn for parents, educators, and even students to learn during the summer. Tell me, why are you personally invested in CCLE? What have you found in this network, this community of fellow classical Lutheran educators that makes it worthy of your time and investment?
So initially, it was merely for teaching and pastoral connections. But now as a father of five students who are in ninth grade through kindergarten next year, it's also because my children have a better education, a more Lutheran way of living, and God permits them to excel beyond me in every way possible. And the conference and the CCLE allow that to not only happen for a small group of families, but for families within our churches, families that homeschool, and then also families that are attracted to classical Lutheran education that may not go to a Lutheran church, but actually will thrive in a classical Lutheran environment.
What have you experienced at the conference, the annual summer CCLE conference, that has been beneficial to you, you know, has been beneficial to others? What have you experienced that makes you want to go back year after year at the conference?
So first, as a father, we have essentially a classical Lutheran summer camp that supports all of our kids. So some conferences cause parents to have to leave their children behind or find other options. The CCLE conference allows the whole family to have an experience together. My children like their CCLE friends and visiting with them every year, wherever the conference is. For me personally, I love the opportunity to be in chapel morning and evening. I love the opportunity to hear some of the best plenary presenters that we have in Lutheran circles and in classical circles, and an opportunity to reconnect and sort of get the fires going for the school year ahead.
Since you mentioned children have an opportunity, the whole family has an opportunity to come to this experience together, share with me some of the things that children get to do at the CCLE conference.
So for older children in our Scholasticus program, 13 on up, they have programming from pastors and teachers, and when we're at college campuses, college professors. So there's a choir that's led by a college professor, that's been Dr. Von Kampen for the past couple of years. That the students get to participate in. Mrs. Katie Schurman does writing workshops for the students. Our eldest loves the writing workshops. He really enjoys writing anyway. But to have access to a beloved Lutheran author who cares a lot about handing over the craft is a phenomenal opportunity for our older kids. For the Grammaticus children, Mrs. Claudia Niemann runs one of the tightest ships I've ever seen. Those kids listen to read aloud and enjoy it for long periods of time, get plenty of playtime, but then also do a lot of crafts and interconnected activities. And she allows children, from first grade all the way to sixth grade, essentially, to form one of the most cohesive choirs you'll ever hear in 3.5 days.
All right. You mentioned your children enjoy going to this. What feedback have they provided about their attendance at the CCLE conference each summer? What are their favorites?
They love the playtime as well as the content. They love the access to the adults of the world of CCLE, who are very much the adults that are part of all of our interconnected circles. They love access to the college professors who teach different classes depending on which campus we're on. And they love seeing that their world, which for many of them is small, either homeschool or a smaller Lutheran school, is actually a very large and interconnected world.
So let's talk about this summer's theme. I took a look at the website. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at this year's CCLE conference and the theme.
Foundations of Faith and Freedom. Every year we try to plan our conference around some kind of an anniversary as a way to tighten up the theme. And this one, usually we're looking for Luther anniversaries or Lutheran church anniversaries, but the 250th of the Declaration of Independence is kind of an easy one. And since there's many discussions about the place of classical education and classical Lutheran education in our country, it seemed really appropriate to look at America and education. And our plenary speakers are really hitting the nail on the head, although there's some address towards American classical education in the breakout sessions. Predominantly, conference attendees are going to hear this in the plenaries.
Tell me more about what you're interested in hearing and learning in the plenary sessions and the plenary speakers themselves.
So each of the three plenaries are really fascinating. We have Dr. Ryan McPherson presenting on religious free exercise, contemporary look at the First Amendment, talking about, are there natural rights to religious liberty? Is free exercise of religion essential to society in a COVID sense? Can Christian schools preserve their religious exercise when there's vouchers? All sorts of things are going to be tied into Dr. McPherson's presentation. And for anyone who hasn't been to the conference, Dr. McPherson is usually one of the most lively presenters. And besides the fact that what he says is really interesting, the way in which he says it leaves a lasting impact on pretty much everyone in the room, whether it's his first plenary, but he's done really great sectionals. Dr. Corey Maas is also presenting on Lutheran political theology and echoes in American theology. So he'll be working through Luther and the Magdeburg Confession and then how that evolves into Protestant resistance theory, which is behind much of what happened in our country, right, when it was an amalgamation of colonies. But one that I'm personally looking forward to is Dr. Christian Kopf's, which is entitled Martin Luther and the American Founding. And I'm going to read his abstract because it's pretty brilliant. On Reformation Day 1817, Lutheran pastor Frederick Schaeffer preached, quotes, "The religious and political liberty which we so eminently enjoy may be traced to Luther." James Madison wrote Schaeffer in December of 1821 that his sermon, quotes, "illustrates the way between what is due to Caesar and what is due to God," to which the genius and courage of Luther led the way, "it best promotes the discharge of both obligations." For Madison, the author of the Bill of Rights, the American separation of church and state was based on Luther's doctrine of the two kingdoms, where God rules both church and state, not Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between them. Dr. Kopp will explore evidence for Madison's view in the early republic. I'm a history buff and, of course, a Lutheran pastor, so I'm always thrilled by Dr. Kopp's presentations and his way of weaving American history and philosophy and theology together. And I think that will be a really great presentation.
As you prepare for the 26-27 school year, how do you see these plenaries being helpful to you in your preparation for this coming school year?
So I, as a pastor, headmaster, father, many of these deal with the outward-facing side of being in a classical Lutheran school or in a church. So I probably will end up using these plenaries in some of my parent coffees. I meet monthly with parents to talk about articles or topics, and they often bring up things like this. And I'll have a great opportunity to weave those in. I think any administrator would be able to do that. The individual sessions will actually provide a lot of food for thought and preparation for teachers, because this year, as we've tried many years, pretty much if you teach a subject, you'll find a session about your subject at our conference. So whereas the plenaries are all really focused on that cross-section of Lutheran theology and American politics and America, almost all of our individual sessions are going to help a music teacher, a kindergarten teacher, a science teacher, a teacher of theology or Latin or logic, and PE. There's two sessions on PE.
I saw that in the lineup. I'm intrigued. And you're presenting a session as well. So in addition to the plenaries, there are numerous smaller sessions as well.
Yes.
Tell us about what you'll be speaking about.
So in the world of classical Lutheran education, there's a tiny little controversy, if you will, over the place of Latin. And some insist that it's necessary and integral to a classical Lutheran education, and others say that it isn't. And so I'm taking the public stance and picking a bone from the context of America. So I'm going to present on Latin's role in American education and why it's uniquely, or at least a part of being an American, to also care about knowing Latin. So I'll be drawing on Calvin Coolidge, on James Garfield, on John Adams, and on several other Americans, in addition to the sort of the regular arguments for why Latin's a part of our education, to make an American claim that Americans need to know Latin. And it may fall on deaf ears. Some people might say it's all Greek to me, but I did not grow up learning Latin. I learned it later in life, and I've been teaching it all the years I've been a pastor. And I think that it is integral, as it was for Luther and for Melanchthon. And I don't think just because the world has changed that Latin needs to go by the wayside. Their world was changing too. And Americans, early and later, also knew their world was changing, but they still kept it. So I'm going to try to make the best argument possible for Latin in the American context.
We're talking with the Reverend Robert Paul. He's associate pastor and headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. He also serves as vice chair and permanent director of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. We're talking about the conference coming up this summer. That is taking place in July. That is July 14th through the 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. You can find more at ccle.org. We're going to talk more about it in just a moment. Stick around. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we're talking with the Reverend Robert Paul about the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference taking place this summer at Concordia University, Chicago, July 14th through the 17th. You can find more information at ccle.org. And we've been talking about the plenary sessions as well as some of the presenters for the smaller sessions. And I have to say, Pastor, looking over the list, there's a long list of presenters for this conference. One that stands out for me is Miss Anna Hahn. Her presentation, Realistic Excellence, Tips and Encouragement for Normal People Trying to Teach a Bunch of Things. Great title. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Also, very interesting to me. And this sounds like something that would be very helpful for someone who is stepping into classical Lutheran education for the first time, or maybe someone who's been doing it for a few years and trying to figure out, how do I make this all work?
Sure.
What are the sessions that you're interested in attending? I know there are a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's not fair to ask you that, but
there's always so many. And one of the benefits of our conference is that thanks to not only sometimes the staff of the universities where we hold the conference, but also our volunteers and CCLE board members, we're able to record these sessions and provide YouTube videos for all of the sessions. So when someone attends, they don't have to fear that they'll miss out, even though you can only attend one, right? There's four sessions going on at the same time, every individual sectional. And so that's hard when you've got 12 and this year essentially 48 options, and you've got to make a decision. As an administrator, I also have my own faculty presenting a couple of different sessions. The PE session by Mr. Jason Vogler is a follow-up to last year's. He, at our school, started this year using a version of the La Sierra PE curriculum from California in the 1960s. There was an Art of Manliness article on it several years ago. And this has revolutionized our PE at our school. Seventh grade through 12th grade boys, athletes and non-athletes, are thrilled to do man lift and carry, do calisthenics, get new records in half mile and mile, and they earn shorts. So in terms of, right, if you pass the minimums, you get white shorts, and that's a big deal If you get red shorts, it's even more of a big deal. And the boys thrive on the competition. So he presented last year and everybody asked, well, how does it work? He said, I don't know. I'm doing it this year. So he's going to present this year on what the year has taught him. And then Mr. Telshow over at Faith Plano is also presenting on PE. So there's an opportunity for collaboration between our schools on how we, people think classical Lutheran education, and if they think about us, they think Latin, they think music, they probably think, you know, logic, but they don't think PE. And I'm happy that we're able to positively contribute to a PE discussion. I am always excited for Mr. Roger James and his presentation on grammar. He did a great presentation last year on second language acquisition in a more natural method with regards to Greek. So he like essentially led the whole session in Greek and had us follow along and pick up basic words and interact with him. And that was really fun. There's great conversations about music on some higher level things. Why Mr. Girth is very good on why students must read whole books. I think this year there are several presentations on math and science. Again, one of my teachers, Mr. Tom Rosenwinkel, is presenting on math. His presentation was excellent last year, and he's going to be presenting more on why we should be doing more writing in math, which might sound strange to people, since they're used to math being the one place nobody cares about your handwriting because it's just numbers. But he does an awful lot of presentations with the students in higher levels of math and writing papers on math as opposed to just equations.
There are numerous sessions. If you want to learn more about them, you can see them on the ccle.org website. If you go to the events section and then click on the summer conference, it's quite a lengthy list of sessions. So what if you see all these and you realize I can't attend all of them? How do you make that work, Pastor?
Well, first, if it's your first time, come to the CCLE table and ask someone to help you pick sessions. My teachers always ask me, especially the new ones, where should I go? What would be most worthwhile? And we have beginner sessions, we have more advanced sessions. And although they're not necessarily keyed like that in the schedule, it's very easy for someone like me or another board member or a headmaster to say, yeah, if this is your first time, you should attend these three. Maybe you should hear this one person because they're, right, if it's your first year teaching, Ms. Hahn is definitely someone I would want to have in my toolbox when I'm thinking of what do I know about teaching. Same thing with Mrs. Telke. I would also attend hers when it comes to how teachers are cared for in the school year. I think that one should always remember that you can't do everything. So don't beat yourself up about it and take solace in the fact that if you need a YouTube video later on in the year while you're, I don't know, doing real things like folding laundry or washing the dishes, you can catch up on all the CCLE conference sessions you've missed, and even the ones of past years, if you've missed. I mean, we have so many videos, thanks to the hard work of Pastor Paul Kane and others, that anybody who is interested in classical Lutheran education can see any of the presentations, almost definitely the past decade. So there's a lot that people can learn and a lot of ways to access the great material that comes from our conferences.
So in addition to the plenaries and the sessions, what else happens at the CCLE convention that you'd like for us to know today?
A couple of years ago, we started a conference choir. And so we're excited to have Dr. Brown of Concordia University Chicago lead our choir. They are in charge of the hymn festival that happens during the week. And they'll also sing leading some of the hymns. I try and pick some oldies but goodies that many people don't get to sing when I plan the services. So we'll actually be singing the one of the hymns that's mentioned in the Confessions. We have it in LSB as All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall, but we're going to sing the original in English. We'll sing the original with the help of the choir on Thursday, which will be a real treat. There's also social events. There's a dance for the Scholastica students. There's usually an ice cream social. There's a lot of fun ways to enjoy your summer and also prepare for the school year and get refreshed, whether you're a mom, a dad, a pastor, a teacher, a kid. CCLE conference is a great place to not only be edified with preaching and our worship services, but also to be built up for the school year ahead.
Very good. This is taking place July 14th through the 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. What do you want us to know in order to prepare to attend this year?
Well, we would love to have you attend. On the website is the easiest way to get to registration and also to stay at the dorms. Certainly, you can stay locally. Many times when people come to our conference, they'll either stay on campus when we're at a college campus, or they'll look for Airbnbs and try and stay locally. There's a lot of ways in which our attendees are creative to make all of that work and do what's best for their family or for their school. If there are any questions, you can certainly reach out to our executive director, Mrs. Anna Martin, who does a wonderful job with our other staff preparing for the conference. It's our really big event, usually 500 adults and children, and we have a great time together every year. We celebrate the schools that have been accredited in the past school year, teachers who've been certified, contest winners that are all printed in our wonderfully put together conference booklet, and there's plenty of vendors available. Many vendors this year, I think more than ever, from our Concordias and different publishing houses that all are part and parcel to what makes classical Lutheran education on a daily basis in our homes and our schools and our churches click.
Very good. If you were giving advice to someone who maybe is attending for the first time, I know you suggested checking in with the folks at the desk for ideas of what to attend. Any other advice for someone attending for the first time this year?
The only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And sometimes, right, whether you're new, when people are new to Lutheranism or certainly new to teaching, new to classical Lutheran education, it feels like a lot because it is, right? It's millennia of wisdom and philosophy and theology. There's a lot. And you won't get it all done. Even if God gives you a whole full life, there will still be things most likely that you wish you had accomplished. But as long as you come eager and understand that we're all in it for the same purpose, which is the love of God and the love of the neighbor, that you'll have a great time at the conference. You'll learn a lot of great things. You'll connect with a lot of great people. And no matter where we are, whether we're Chicago or Milwaukee or Seward or Fort Wayne, as we will be next year in July of 27, you'll want to be there with your extended family in the middle of the summer.
You can find more information about the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Summer Conference, July 14th through the 17th, under the events tab at ccle.org. My guest today, the Reverend Robert Paul, he's associate pastor and headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas, also serves as vice chair and permanent director for the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Pastor Paul, thanks for taking time today to talk with me about the upcoming conference.
Thank you so much, Andy. It was great to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.